David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear, show off our dance moves, obsess over every little detail, hold your hand through it all, smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love, only at David's Bridal.
The program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice. We're still the voice of the Christian resistance after all these years. And tonight, don't forget, folks, it's Pledge Week. This is the last night of Pledge Week, the last night. I need all of your help out there, folks. If you can help us, we will really appreciate it. We got to raise about 10 grand. If we can do that, we're good for the next month. So pray about that, if you would. And we'll give you the numbers to call at 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Alrighty, way back in the phone booth, you got that rascal Randy. the cackle, there you heard the cackle, okay? And you've got Eric and Frank back there. And tonight, because they're kind of acting up and Lisa's talking more than ever, we got two producers tonight. We got both Style and Johnny.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Okay, and well, way out yonder in Missouri, we have that legendary, the legendary Larson, Pastor Joe the Parson. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening. Welcome. I just spent the afternoon talked with the other Larson. He's doing a lot better, and he's out working, winning souls.
Yeah, I know. He does very good at that, but when you get two Larsons together, is that larceny?
Double larceny.
Double larceny? All right, I just wondered, okay.
Yeah.
And, there you go. You've heard the cackling, okay? Always cackling, never any eggs, but, here, that's, who is it? What is your name?
Lisa.
Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
Now, flutter on out of here. Flutter, okay. My special guest right now, live in the studio tonight, is, he's the congressional candidate for the 14th Congressional District for the Republicans, of course. If he was a Democrat, he wouldn't be in here. He'd be scared to death to be in here if he was a Democrat. Anyhow. Former quarterback, 1975 Cleveland Browns, and that is Dr. Kenneth Polk, DDS. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing good. We got a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to get right after it. But here, before we do that, you mentioned a friend of yours who was in the hospital going to have surgery.
Yes, I wanted to say a shout-out to William Toscano and his wife, Maggie, who is recovering from open-heart surgery, and I wish her nothing but the best. And, Bill, you need her home so you have someone to take care of you. So, yeah, may she recover very quickly, and good Lord, look down on her very favorably with your heavenly light. Let her heal quickly.
What we're going to do is we're going to, again, recruit the folks all across this country in prayer. We're just going to open up a prayer for Maggie. And so, Heavenly Father, does she know the Lord? Does Maggie know the Lord? Is she a Christian?
Oh, yes.
All right. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're going to hold Maggie up and ask, Lord, that you would be with her in this time of, Lord, that she might have a very quick recovery and healing. And, Lord, more than anything else, that you will turn her desires towards you more and more every day in every way. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All righty. We're going to pick it up where we left off. Joe, remember the title of the message?
Can't go to Egypt.
That's right. We can't go to Egypt. We have to win. Right here in this country here, we have to fight and win the battle. And so we're going to pick it up in Psalm 7 tonight. This is a psalm of David. And this is an imprecatory psalm, too, but it's a very mild imprecatory. And so here we're going to take a good look. Joe, why don't you just start off in verse 1 of Psalm 7?
All right. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me.
All righty.
Let me read several or stop.
Okay. Now let's go ahead and read all the way through verse 12, and then we'll come back and we'll take a good look at it. Go ahead.
Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was once at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. O Lord, the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tried the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready.
All right, so here now, David is being judged by people because when he had the opportunity to kill Saul, he didn't do it. And now you had the Benjamite Cush. The Benjamite Cush was, egging Saul on, telling Saul why he should kill David, why he should turn against David, and why.
He was one of his kinsmen, right?
Yeah.
One of Saul's kinsmen.
And so, well, he wasn't a kinsman, actually. Cush was he might have been, I guess, related there someplace. He was more like as an advisor to Saul.
Hmm.
And so here, David is saying, look, he's pleading to the Lord. Lord, look, you judge me, God. You judge me. You know what I did, why I did. Now here, because everybody said that David could have ended things a lot quicker if he had the opportunity several times to kill Saul. Saul had turned on him. He would have been justified. But why was it that David refused to kill Saul when he had the opportunity?
Because Saul was the Lord's anointed. Until the Lord dealt with Saul, David was not going to intervene.
Yeah, David had messed up enough, and here he knew better. Because Scripture says, "What touch not my anointed."
Not mine anointed. Yeah.
And today, you have a lot of people. We're having, a lot of people. You have these marches with these young indoctrinated college kids. I mean, these kids have become so simple-minded, so dumbed down, indoctrinated, and they want to eliminate Israel, and so now. Here, there's some things that's happened. I don't know if Israel really actually did a neutron bomb or not. I don't know. But look, let's just say, because Israel is always been a stiff-necked people, and they're actually even worse than the United States, and that's really hard to do where it comes to offenses against God. Israel has, they have sinned more where it comes to abortion per capita. They got a higher abortion rate. Where it comes to sodomy, they had the world's largest sodomite march in Tel Aviv. Prostitution is very high, okay? And so people are saying, well, you know, look at Israel. Israel's, you know, and they've done a lot of things where it comes to spying and information and pornography a lot. Now, here, people say, therefore, it should be justified to go against Israel. But now God has said, does God mean when he tells you something, does he mean it?
Yes, he does.
Now, God says that he will judge his people, Israel. And he says for the Gentiles, leave them alone. I will judge it, okay?
Right.
Vengeance is mine. And he says, touch not, I will judge my people. So what happens when the Gentiles go against Israel?
God is not happy, and they are putting themselves in the path of his judgment.
And that usually doesn't work out very well for him, does it?
Not very well. We know that as you do in Scripture, as you do unto Israel, it will be done unto you.
So now,
well, it's not quite direct, but close.
So now, who would more justly judge Israel? Those little, simple-minded Harvard students and Yale students.
The useful idiots.
The kids have been indoctrinated. So are they better qualified to judge Israel, or is God better qualified to judge Israel?
That's not much of a tough question. I think God, who knows every thought, everything of every person on earth, I think will leave the judgment to him.
So in Psalm 2, he says, why do the heathen rage and why do they imagine a vain thing? We really are watching the heathen rage today. I mean, they're really raging out there, marching in all the cities. And they're saying this spring, they're going to start burning things down this spring. They're getting ready. They're really going to take the country apart, right? Well, that's what they're saying.
They're building the anger. They're building the hatred. This has been a long time coming. Our enemy is patient, the devil, and they've been working up to this for some time.
So here now, going back to this, so David, he's calling on God. He's saying, God, you judge me, and if I've done wrong, then punish me. If not, okay, he says, judge these people. These people that are coming against me, judge them. He says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just for the righteous. God trieth the hearts and reins. Now, you know, that's interesting, reins. I don't know if Style's ready for this yet, but that word reins there, actually, do you know what that means? In the Hebrew, that means your kidneys. That means your kidneys.
I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for it. That's what that word means, but he's talking about, it's symbolic, is referring to inner emotions is what he's referring to there, okay? And so here, he's making that point.
So when I get mad, I use my kidneys to come to my rage and my anger from my kidneys, right?
You know, those things happen when your kidneys are used for a couple of things. And boy, Joe, I don't know if you should have said that.
But, I have to have a little humor once in a while, but no, you said it from deep within the bowels.
Yeah, it's symbolic of inner emotions, just like he's right. Referring to your bowels from the bowels. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. About 10 years ago, they discovered something in science that within your heart actually has a miniature brain, if you will, what is considered within your heart. A lot of people still don't know that today. Did you know that? They found that out about 10 years ago. That all of a sudden was big news. We reported on that. But, you know, the Bible always talks about it came from your heart, or refers to wickedness of the heart or righteousness of the heart, okay? And so, you know, God's technology is always light years of everybody else's, is it not?
It certainly is, and that I don't think it'll ever be surpassed. It's impossible for it to be surpassed.
So David here, he's asking God to deliver him from the against the slandered, and he's been innocent there, his slandered innocence. And so again, it all comes back to he's being slandered, and they're attacking him for not killing Saul, and they're judging him. And so what's happening here now, how would you say that compare David with President Trump? They had some things in common. How would you do that?
They're both bold. They both did great things, but they both had great sin.
So
one, and they were both leaders of a very wealthy and powerful nation.
They both had. David had his Ahithophel. Now, Ahithophel was very close to him, working within his cabinet. In fact, he was his right-hand man, and he betrayed David to his own son. Did Donald Trump have many working very close to him and betrayed him?
He had many in his cabinet, yes, that did betray him, that undermined him, that were there to actually, they knew when they took the job they were going to be traitors to him.
Well, what about like Mike Pence? I don't think Mike Pence would be in the category if he knew when he took the job, but
no,
I think
he wasn't one of those some of the others knew. Mike Pence just he didn't have the courage
to do when it was needed, right?
Right.
What about
and
did he have a
thought of his career and the future, and I think he started thinking, you know, he was taking care of himself rather than standing for the nation.
Did he have a history of caving in under pressure? When they were promoting sodomite marriage, what they called same-sex marriage in Indiana when he was governor, and he said, I will not sign that bill no matter what. But he signed the bill, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He caved in under the pressure, didn't he?
He was rewarded for something. One of the two. He caved into pressure or received some kind of compensation.
All righty. We got to go. Wow, I haven't given the phone number out in a long time. Kenny in New York pledged 400. Thank you, Kenny. 888-281-1110. 888-281. Boy, I forgot all about giving that number out. 1110 or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Folks, we really need to hear from you. If you're going to continue to hear from us, boy, do we have to hear from you tonight. We're short. We have to do a four-day pledge week, and so we really need to hear from you tonight. We're short one day, and we want to stay on that station. You're listening to us right now. We want to stay on there. And if you want us to stay there, help us out. All righty. Teresa in California pledges 25. Thank you, Teresa. All righty.
I just wanted to remind the listeners that you've never taken any compensation since you started this ministry 50 years ago. None of us that have ever worked with you have ever taken anything. We donate our own time, our own talent, and often our own treasure to keep this going. So your donations help pay the bills. It's a partnership. And that's how we stay on the air. We don't have to trust sponsors that panic the minute we do something politically incorrect, which is probably almost every evening. And we follow what the Lord guides and directs, not what man wants. So
absolutely.
We ask you to prayerfully, you know, consider supporting us.
888, for you folks that have credit cards, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Nationwide, the lines are open. We really need to hear from you tonight. We really do. We have to have a big one, and then because tomorrow we do our Christmas program, and I urge you to tune in for the Christmas program. And also Monday, tune in on the round table, George Atari and Steve and Don, because they have a special guest on Monday. And so tune in to the round table on Monday night. There you go. Do you know why, Joe? Because I'm the special guest. There you go.
I was just going to say, I know who the special guest is, and then you wouldn't let me do it. So
Sharon in Minnesota, she'll know. She pledges $100. Thank you, Sharon in Minnesota. Thank you. We really got to keep going tonight with this. Now, we're going to switch over and take an early, we're going to take an early break right now, and we come back. We're going to come back with Dr. Ken Polk here. Mary in Ohio pledges $500. Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
We're off to a good start. Thank you, folks.
If we don't get that $10,000, say we only get five, we'll talk Ken Polk in here to give him the other five. But
you didn't warn him before he came on, did you?
All righty.
This is good.
We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants? Who don't care about the population? Who don't care if it's fouling our nest? When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration.
a bad gait. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on the immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, we're looking for a match for Kenny in New York, 400. Can we get a matching pledge for Kenny for 400? And for Mary in Ohio, a matching pledge for Mary for 500. We're looking for the matches. Right now we want to say Jim in Oregon pledges 50. Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 150. And Tyrone in San Diego pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we're back, and we have Dr. Kim Polk, and he wants to get a grip on immigration. But it's not immigration. We are under siege. We are being invaded. The United States of America is being invaded right now. Here's what I said, Ken. Tell me if you believe me or not. I said this before Joe Biden was, while he was back and as vice president, I told folks that he was on the Chinese Communist Party payroll, that they had made it very clear that they owned him. And his job was to, one, keep the border open. His job from his Communist Party bosses, keep the border open, keep, and since he's been in office, 8 million immigrants more come in, keep a steady flow of fentanyl coming in. China sends the fentanyl to Mexico. They make them into pills. They bring them in here, and they kill our children now. And also keep a steady flow of pedophiles for the Democratic Communist Party. True or false?
True. I cannot argue with you in any way, shape, or form, but I'll go one up on you. I think the directive actually came from Barack Obama.
Well, Barack's in the background, but he's getting there, and along with, he gets his orders from George Soros and some of the others. But he is right. He's the puppeteer. He's pulling Obama's strings.
Yeah, I totally agree, but I think Barack Obama is a very, very evil individual who wants to destroy this country and is still operating under those premises.
Well, going back when he went into office in 2008, Joe, what did we do every single day of his 8 years? We said, do you see what he's doing now?
See what he's doing now. I was trying to do it in harmony with you.
Every time he purged another four-star general, 11 altogether, we brought it out. We said, you see what he's doing? He just purged another four, and he replaced them with communist bootlickers, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Exactly.
Yes, he did.
And so what did he do? He replaced his people in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the Justice Department. He put in anti-American, pro-communist, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And then he tried to arm all of those people from the Department of Ed through transportation, all through the government, to build his own force, what? Equal to the U.S. military is what his goal had been. We announced that.
Over and over and over, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. And so here, now there's some interesting things happening. Ken, you want to get up there, you want to help Jim Jordan? Now, let's look at your positions. You're sitting in the radio studio. This program has been the strongest pro-life tool in Ohio since 1973, the strongest one here. We've been out there on the air coming against America's national sin, that of killing its children. Where do you stand where it comes to abortion?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Pastor. And I don't mean this in an evil way or an unkind way, but I'm a little bit insulted by your question, and let me answer that in this shape and form. Obviously, with my background as being a doctor, we had to take an oath before we went out and started practicing to see patients. And that oath is known as the Hippocratic Oath, or as some people refer to as the Do No Harm Oath. So my origins on the sanctity of life go all the way back to 1981 when I took my oath. So I am a little bit insulted by that question. I'm obviously very, very pro-life because that's what my whole life has been, trying to help individuals keep their health and to stay alive. So that is my basic preposition. However, I do have arguments with a lot of my pro-life colleagues, and that argument is they are trying to legislate abortion, and I feel that the proper way to do that is to defund the Planned Parenthood centers. If you control the purse, if you control the money, this is why I'm running for Congress. I feel that's more effective than trying to get things legislated. Now, you had mentioned issue number one, and you feel that election was rigged when you and I were talking.
I'm
not going to argue with you on that, but unfortunately, the issue was defeated. But if you take the money away, you solve the problem, in my humble opinion.
Well, we had plan two. You see, plan two backup was this. Listen to this, because this, a lot of people don't even imagine this could be done, but our plan B was to make the state legislators do their job. You see, the Ohio Constitution says that the state legislators elected by the people are to make the laws, and they are to govern these corrupt courts, these activist courts.
Right.
They are to rein right. them in, okay? Now listen to this, because, see, a lot of people don't know this. The laws are not supposed to be made by outside dirty money. By 60-something million dollars came into Ohio from outside of the state of Ohio, okay, to buy that election, okay?
Correct.
So the state representatives are supposed to make it clear, look, we're going to make the laws in accordance with the Constitution and the people in Ohio, not let outside billionaires make our laws. So that's what we're doing. We're working with about 30 state reps right now.
And we're not seeing that just in Ohio. We're seeing this across the country.
Right.
Yeah. Outside money is influencing. Chinese money is influencing our elections.
A whole lot of it.
Yes.
A whole lot of it. Yeah.
Yes. And with the purpose and the end point, the end game objective is to destroy this country.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We're being invaded every single day right now. Okay. We're being invaded. And if we don't, and like Trump said, we might not have time to have another election, you know. We got to pray to God that he does something. He gets rid of Herod there.
Right. Well, we're not only being invaded from across the southern border, but as Joe said earlier, we're being invaded by useful idiots that are coming out of our own colleges and our own universities that are being funded, again, by Chinese communist money.
Absolutely. That's right. Tens and tens of millions of dollars go to the colleges from China, to Harvard and Yale.
They sure
right.
do.
Lori in Ohio pledges $350. Thank you, Lori. 888-281-1110. Credit card, 888-281-1110. Or nationwide, 888-677-9673. Again, here. 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe, with your article.
Oh, which one did you want me to start with?
An interesting one, Joe. What's wrong with you?
Okay. One of the interesting ones, because of Christmas season, is we're having across America now in 21 states drag queen Christmases.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing says Christmas like a go to your local movie theater and have a drag queen Christmas 2023 cast members from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Don't do it,
show.
Joe. Don't do it.
Nope. Trust me. If they would try and do that here, there'd be a riot at our local movie theater.
Yeah I know where you're at there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But the one place that rebelled out of the states was in Bakersfield, California. Pastor Angelo Fraser of the River Lakes Church there protested. They still put it on at the theater, but he's talking about it was a mockery of Christmas. Christianity. And it was interesting because you couldn't get anybody to speak on camera about the show, about putting it on at Christmas. And he said, you know, odds are that if you can't get somebody to talk about it, it's probably because they know they're doing something wrong. So this is happening all across America. They're letting in people even younger than 18. They recommend 18 and older, but they're letting in younger people. And just letting the people know this is happening all across in 21 states. Be very careful, walk, and if you can, get your friends and neighbors together and go protest it. When it happens, it's time we took a stand and said, this is, you know, it's one thing to have a drag queen show. It's another to call it a Christmas, drag queen Christmas.
Well, you know, you're right, but Joe, you know, first of all, here's the purpose of these drag queens to begin with. They're making a mockery of women. They're making fun, but now a lot of the feminists, they know that they're doing something strange, but they're not quite sure what they're doing here. You know, you see, having these guys with wearing low-cut dresses and having a beard at the same time, you know, I mean, they're, you know, it's there's some ugly drag queens out there, and
that doesn't even explain it. You have to see it to know how bad, how ugly.
Right, but let me tell you what the worst thing is: these parents that would actually take their children there. They ought to be. I tell you what, if I was the king, those parents would go to prison.
Well, it would be child abuse. I mean, if you took a young child to just a porno, you know, old type, what they used to call them, they had the adult bookstores and the little movies, they'd arrest you for child abuse. But you can take them to one of these drag queen shows where they're very lewd, licentious, and they intimidate. They show a lot of things. It's supposed to be normal, natural, and healthy, according to them, quote, you know.
You know what I think I would do? Second thought, if I were the king, I'd make them sit in on my Sunday morning sermons. That would put their hair on fire, wouldn't it?
You're going to need a lot bigger church, boss. A lot bigger church.
888, folks. The phones haven't been ringing here since the last time, since Lori in Ohio pledged $350. So 888. 281. We got to keep it coming. Listen, if you want to keep us coming, we got to hear from you. Or listen, I got to tell you, this is serious. If we don't hear from you, you won't be hearing from us. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Listen, we're going to have, right now, Ken here is going to give, he's going to be the first time he's a radio talk show host. He's going to give some news. So you ready? Do it, Ken.
Well, let's start off with the last time the Democrats took a GOP candidate off the ballot was in?
Well, that was back in the days of Lincoln.
Correct. Back in 1860, they would not allow Abraham Lincoln's name on the ballot in their slave states. And, Pastor, if you'll forgive me, before I speak any further, I want to let the audience know I'm just undergoing some surgery. They had to remove part of my tongue due to cancer, and I'm rehabbing my speech. So if I sound a little slurry, I'm still working on my speech patterns. But I'm cancer-free right now, and praise the Lord.
Praise the Amen. He's
well,
the one.
Hey, you know, you sound really good. I would not have guessed that you had just had part of your tongue removed. So your therapy is working well, doctor.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment, even though I know I don't sound normal. Normally, I'm a good deep bass, like the pastor here, but now I'm probably a second tenor.
All right. Okay. All righty, so there you go. Back in those days, that was with Abraham Lincoln. I hope all of our black brothers and sisters are listening to that. The Democrats. What did we tell you for years and years? Where did the Ku Klux Klan come from? Well,
came from the Democrats.
Well, actually, the Democrats came from the Klan. The Klan was there first. Yep. And the Democrats came right out of the Ku Klux Klan. And, you know, Joe Biden was not
really in America.
Do you remember when Joe Biden was a citizen, the senator, when he was not so pro-black? Okay, no, Joe was just the opposite there. And all of a sudden they told him, Joe, Barack Obama said, here's what you're going to have to do. Barack also said there was nothing that Joe couldn't mess up. He didn't use the word mess up. He used another word. But he said there was nothing that Joe couldn't mess up. Anyhow, so you remember that, folks out there. Joe Biden was not the Joe Biden as he was when he was a senator. He was told, look, Joe, you want to be president, you got to sell your soul. And that's exactly what he did, right?
Well, he was a strong friend of Strom Thurmond.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Not only that, not was the other fellow. Who was the other? The Ku Klux Klan member, the Grand Dragon. It wasn't Strom. It was another senator. Boy, and I'm having one of my senior moments right now.
You and I both, I was just going to say his name, and then you said, somebody said Strom.
Bird, right. It was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bird.
Yeah. You know what? That Stiles is a smart young fella.
Yes, he is.
And he still has a memory with us. Kind of, we got to take those pills and things to keep our memories going. Right. Very good. Thanks, Stiles.
I'm going to be honest. That one was all Lisa.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. We're still on Lori in Ohio for 350. This has got to, we got to move on, folks, from there. We got to.
Can I throw something in there, Pastor?
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
Christmas, I know times are hard. You're spending money, but Christmas is giving, and what we're doing is trying to spread the gospel, the truth, and especially during the Christmas season, the world needs to hear the gospel and truth more than any other time. I think because when Christ came, he was what? The word, the truth, and everything important in life. And that should come first. So keeping his word going out there is very important, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. Folks, we need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. Go with your next article, Joe.
A little humor. In Maine, they had to close shop because they were running out of electricity. They had a bad storm. And what was interesting, one of the things that came to a halt, the Maine Board of Environmental Protection announced that it was postponing a meeting that was slated for tonight without further notice and being put off for a week or so. You know, with no electric power, they can't have their meeting. Well, the board was going to adopt a measure that would follow California in pushing the electric vehicles on the state of Maine. So think about that. Here they were getting ready to vote in to force the citizens there to buy electric vehicles by a certain amount by 27 and almost 82% by 32, and the meeting was postponed because the storm rendered everything useless, including the electric vehicles. I thought that was quite humorous.
I remember, how many times have we heard where in Navos where they were having the meetings for global warming, Joe, and they had to cancel them because they had, you know, in Switzerland, and they got snowed under. They got snowed under, so they had to cancel them.
Yeah. Not just snow, but piles and piles of it, right?
Absolutely.
God has a sense of humor, folks.
He does. Jack Smith's special counsel appointment, unconstitutional. We knew this. Jack Smith, you know, folks, it's you know, it's bad. Jesus said, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers. But there's some good lawyers out there, but Jack Smith is not one of them. In fact, he's actually referred to by the crooked lawyers as Crooked Jack Smith, okay? Now, that's pretty bad. And this guy has lost so many cases. He has brought outrageous cases against people and so outrageous that the courts had to just say, look, you know, you're going over the top now. And so Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel is unconstitutional. And so the Supreme Court must reject his petition against President Donald Trump. The legitimate president of the United States is still Donald Trump, folks. And lawyers representing former Attorney General Ed Meese and two top constitutional scholars in the country argued in a brief filed on Wednesday. The amicus, or friend of the court brief, argues that Jack Smith's authority to represent the United States by asking the Supreme Court to weigh in called a petition for certiorari because of the office he holds has not been created by Congress, and his appointment violates the Appointments Clause and the Constitution. The filing essentially claims U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland improperly appointed Smith to an office that does not exist with the authority Garland does not have. That's never stopped him before. You know, look, when have you ever seen anything like this where Chunkin, this D.C. judge, where she declares Trump guilty before the trial? You see, you're supposed to have a trial, right? And then bring in a verdict. All of these people that run, you know, Big Fannie Willis run on a petition along with, what's his name, Berg, on getting Donald Trump. You see, it used to be there was this thing called integrity and honesty. You see, if you had some of this stuff called integrity, you would disqualify yourself in a heartbeat. You would not do that if you had gone out and done what these people did. But the Democrats, they kind of figure that they're above the law, don't they?
Continually.
Well, in a way, you're right, but in a way, you're wrong, because, you see, we're in the middle of this communist revolution. And in the revolution, the Constitution and rule of law are irrelevant because what does the communist say? The end justifies the means. So we ignore the law. We ignore the Constitution. We do whatever is necessary to what? Enshrine the socialist, democratic, communist state of America.
Speaking of that, we let Ken do his next article. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, before we continue, I just wanted to add one comment. For those conservatives and Republicans that are getting somewhat frustrated and depressed by all that is happening to President Trump, may I remind you that even though they took Abraham Lincoln's name off the ballot, he still won the election. So for all of us out there, it is important to remember there is still hope that Donald Trump will be our next president.
Well, the thing of it is they can't. What they're doing is unconstitutional. You can't do that.
The Supreme Court, rightfully 9-0, should rule against this decision. But again, as Joe stated earlier, in Colorado, you've got four useful idiots that are trying to dictate from the bench, as opposed to being very loyal and faithful jurists. And they're not. They're deviating, and they're just trying to rule from the bench.
Well, they call themselves dictators. You're right. These four, the Bible refers to them in Hosea and Ezekiel and in Jeremiah as judicial whores. It refers to them as judicial whores. Okay,
right.
And so that's what they have. And I've been hearing from people out there in Colorado, and they are not happy at all with those judicial whores. Okay. But you're right, what they've done. But here's what else they did. Now, look, in the past, any time someone was not allowed on the ballot, you could always write in a candidate. Believe it or not, a number of people wrote my name in for president and things. And anyhow, when I wasn't running, you know. But anyhow, what they did is they said, no, we're not going to even allow that. We are dictators. You people, you will do what we said, okay?
Right. They won't even allow people in Colorado to write Donald Trump's name in.
Yeah. Yes. And so the people in Colorado, if they don't take those folks out there, I can tell you, what did they used to do in the old days for those that committed treason?
Well, they used to line them up against the wall and shoot them.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to go back to in this day and age. And quite honestly, it needs to be done publicly to send a message loud and clear.
Because they are committing high treason, aren't they?
They are. Huh? They are.
All right. Very good. There you go.
Can I jump in with something that ties right in? You see, there's this guy named George Soros, and he donated almost $3 million in funding to a group called Crew. And this group of Crew has gotten money from other large communist donors. And Crew is the group that the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, they are supposedly a nonpartisan watchdog, but they're lefties. And this is the group that brought the lawsuit against Donald Trump, his removal from the Colorado ballot. And if you look at these people, Beth Nolan is the head. She used to work counsel to Bill Clinton. She sent thousands of dollars to the Biden Victory Fund. She steers their board. Then there's David Brock. You know him, Wayne Jordan. He's the vice president. He donated $300,000 to Biden's presidential campaign victory fund. And also, Jordan happens to be married to the Democrat mega donor Quinn Delaney, who gave about $650,000 to Biden's victory fund. And it goes down, like I mentioned, David Brock was involved in all of this, and he's been a troublemaker from the past. So if you look into this, it's nothing but the real rich elite of the Democrat Party that are behind this. It's not the people in the state. And all the money coming like George Soros. Almost every one of these big things that happens, if you dig deep enough, you find George there trying to destroy America. Right, Pastor?
Dirty money, dark money, and blood money. That's what they have. Yeah.
Well, Joe, here's what I would like to know. If you could correct me if I'm wrong, but George Soros is not a citizen of this country, is he?
I believe he's got dual citizenship.
Does he have dual citizenship?
Might have dual, yeah, that's right. He did get it. Yeah.
He did get it, because my thoughts were...
I forgot he was originally not a citizen.
Right. So we should outlaw foreign money coming in to influence our elections. Is one of the things we need to work on.
Now, Soros has done things which would violate the law, but he's got about five layers of security. So, you know, let's just say we had a legitimate government. Say we had a legitimate FBI and a legitimate Justice Department, and they wanted to go get George Soros. They would have a very hard time finding him if he don't want to be found because of all his security that he has.
I don't doubt that.
Hunter Biden's, you know, corporations, he's buried himself, you know, after corporation, business after business after, you know, group after group.
Folks, we're coming up to a break, and that would be a great time for you to call in. Believe me, that would be a great time for you to call in. 888-281-1110. Credit cards, that's the credit card line, or you can call in for checks, too. 888-677-9673. Do you agree with what we do here? Ask yourself that, and ask yourself, are we going to be needed here more than ever with what's coming up this spring? And the answer to those questions, folks, I got to tell you, we're going to be needed more than ever, because we've never compromised in 50 years. Not one time have we ever backed down. 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you now if you're going to continue to hear from us. This is serious. So 888-677-9673. Be right back after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.